Welcome to our Thursday, May 10, 2018, Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting. Welcome, everyone. I'm Jean-Pierre Wolf, Chair, and my colleagues and I welcome all of you. So I would like to have a roll call, please, and it is 1 minute past nine.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Ms. Cervantes? Mr. Delgado? Ms. Gray?
Present.
Mr. Johnston?
Right here.
Mr. Young? Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is introductions by our executive officer, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Chair Wolf. So first, I am John Robertson, executive officer of the Central Coast Water Board. To my right is our counsel, Jessica Yar, and Stephanie Yu. Stephanie Yu comes to us from the Central Valley region most recently and is transitioning into the Central Coast region. And then, of course, Jessica is transitioning out. We'll talk a little bit more about all of that tomorrow. To Stephanie's right is Assistant Executive Officer Michael Thomas, and to my far left is the Clerk of the Board, Tammy Olson. In the audience, we also have Section Managers Harvey Packard, Angela Schroeder, Taya Tryon, and Chris Rose. So as is our practice when we're back in San Luis Obispo, we like to introduce the board to new staff and also bid adieu to retiring staff. And I'm going to ask Sheila Soderberg step up and start this.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. My name is Sheila Soderberg. I'm the geologist for the NPDES and Department of Defense units. And today I'd like to present a resolution for Grant Heimbaugh. And I'd like to read this into the record. This is a resolution of appreciation for Grant Heimbaugh. Whereas, and where's Grant? Please, he is here to accept it. Whereas David Grant Heimbaugh retired from the state employment on December 30th, 2017, after 30 years of dedicated service to the state of California and the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Grant has worked with passion, commitment, and joy to preserve, enhance, and restore the quality of California's water resources. Since 1995, Grant has worked in the Department of Defense program, working on chlorinated solvent and petroleum releases to the environment at the former Fort Ord, Fort Hunter Liggett, Camp Roberts, and many formerly used defense sites, or FUDs, in Monterey and Santa Barbara counties. After working with the U.S. Army and Army Corps of Engineers for so many years, Grant contributed greatly to program effectiveness, efficiency, and productivity. In 1995, Grant joined the Central Coast Water Board to work on the highly controversial former Fort Ord Superfund site. Grant developed a modus operandi to improve communication and trust with a community that didn't trust the federal or state government. Grant has the ability to explain complex technical information and communicate effectively with people who hold differing points of views. Those who worked with him appreciated his fairness, diplomatic approach, active listening skills, and easygoing personality. Grant made a difference in the office with his constant optimism, enthusiasm, and very dry sense of humor. It's been a joy to work with someone so passionate, calm, and professional all at the same time. It's clear that his years of dedication to protecting the region's water quality resources has made a huge impact on our organization. And throughout his many years of service, Grant has served the people of the state with hard work and dedication. Furthermore, he has earned the respect and admiration of his coworkers and external water quality partners for his knowledge, expertise, kindness, and friendship. Therefore, the Central Coast Water Board expresses its very sincere and grateful appreciation to David Grant Heimbaugh for his contributions to our water quality programs and to the betterment of the Central Coast region's water. And then this is where John would say, I, John Robertson, executive officer, do hereby certify the foregoing is a full, true, and correct copy of a resolution adopted by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Central Coast Region, on May 10, 2018. Thank you.
Yeah, so I was going to say, this requires a picture or as a minimum of selfie.
So moved.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to say it's been a pleasure, 31 years altogether, and 23, almost 23 here. And, it's been, 4 months in retirement, and it's been quite a journey. I've really, really enjoyed it. And whatever kind things or learning opportunities I presented to any of the staff, I hope we're all the better for it. Thank you.
And to totally officialize this, I'd like all my colleagues to also, express their appreciation and, make a, you said a so move for the motion, because I want you to know that unanimously, we fully support all the kind words that you shared about your many years of contribution to this water board and also to water quality. So thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, and although I have, they're not here, I'd like to share some other good news for two staff members. Engineering geologist Danette Dunaway retired in March 2018. I know, shock. Danette has worked at the Central Coast Water Board for 17 years, and she's worked in the stormwater, site cleanup, and Department of Defense programs, and mainly on Vandenberg Air Force Base projects most recently. She couldn't be here today. Also, engineering and architectural student Jessica Taylor is graduating in June with her Bachelor of Science in Environmental Engineering from Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. Jessica's been with the Water Board for 4 years, assisting permitting unit staff on their projects, and she's going to Iowa State University to get her PhD in engineering on a full merit scholarship. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the section managers if there's any other retirements or students moving on that we want to recognize right now, or I'll just move on into the new faces. So with retirements come opportunities and vacancies, and so we have, and then we have new positions as of this fiscal year. So there's a lot of change and new faces coming to the organization, and we want to take the opportunity to introduce and there's promotions too, and we want to take the opportunity to recognize the staff and bring them before you. So I'll call Chris Rose up to talk about one of those.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Mr. Robertson. My name is Christopher Rose, Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program and Section. Elaine Saul has been promoted to the Senior Environmental Scientist position in the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program. Elaine is now supervising the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program Surface Water Unit that I used to hold. Elaine began at the Central Coast Water Board as a student assistant in 2005, working on Ag Order 1.0. In 2006, she was a technical project lead for Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program GeoTracker and database activities and remains our resident expert even today. She worked on the development and the electronic ENOI development rollout that we are still implementing in Ag Order 3.0 currently. Elena has successfully supervised the work of many students and interns and scientific aides over the years, and she is currently assigned a major role in the development of Ag Order 4.0. Please join me in congratulating Elaine to a promotion to a senior environmental scientist in the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program Surface Water Unit. Thank you.
So I think, Elaine, you're going to get up and introduce somebody now. While you do that, I was going to acknowledge that there's probably nobody in our organization with as much institutional memory in the Irrigated Lands Program as you. So it's fully appropriate now that you've come full circle and are now senior of that group.
Absolutely, and I couldn't be more excited to be part of the ag team continuing on and forward. And we have so many dedicated staff in the ag team and so much enthusiasm and dedication. I'm looking forward to working with them further. I would like to introduce two new staff that we have on the irrigated lands team. We have Jacqueline Tack and Lauren Gordon, and if both of you would just come on up. So Jacqueline, she joined us in March as an environmental scientist. However, before March, she has been working here at the Water Board as an AmeriCorps Civic Sparks Fellow since October of 2016. She has, during that time, since October 2016, worked to create and implement a very successful domestic well sampling program in San Luis Obispo County. So we are very excited to have Jacqueline join the Irrigated Lands team as well. And then we have Lauren, who just recently, 10 days ago, joined the Irrigated Lands team as a water resource control engineer. Prior to coming to the Water Board 10 days ago, she worked as a staff engineer for NGO Incorporated. There she worked for groundwater monitoring, geotechnical explorations, as well as environmental studies related to commercial and residential development. So again, please welcome Lauren. We are very excited to also introduce her as part of the agriculture team. Thank you.
So while I ask other seniors or section managers to step forward one at a time for the introductions, I'll acknowledge that those two positions are new positions to this organization, the result of some lobbying with State Board for additional irrigated lands positions. Dominic, thank you.
I'll jump in. Dominic Rock, the senior for the Stormwater Program. And I wanted to welcome back Tamara Anderson, who, if you'll stand up, Tamara, just to remind everyone what she looks like. Tamara actually has been with the Water Board for 10 years throughout the last 10 years, but took a break for about a year and has just returned. She's a civil engineer, has a civil engineering degree from Cal Poly, and is a professional engineer. She'll be working in the ag. You guys are taking over in the stormwater program, as she was before she departed. And you'll probably see more of her taking a lead role in the reissuance of the Salinas urban municipal permit. So I just wanted to welcome her back and say we're really happy to have her back. Thanks.
Good morning. Good morning, Harvey Packard. And I want to introduce Arwen White Mayer. Why don't you stand up really quick, Arwen? Arwen, about 3 months ago, was promoted to senior engineer, and she is going to be the leader of our cannabis unit, which is a brand new unit full of brand new people. So it's really exciting for us and for Arwen. Arwen started the Water Board several years ago in the ag program, has been working on ag, as you well know, and you're very well familiar with her work. She took the job on the condition that we allow her to continue to work on the ag order. So you'll be seeing her in both roles, at least for a while. So we're really excited to have Arwen working with us in the cannabis unit.
Taya Tryon, section manager. We're excited to have Jennifer Epp. She's our new senior for the Waste Discharge Requirements Core Regulatory Program and the Underground Storage Tank Program. She backfills Chris Adair's position, and she's been with the Water Board for about 10 years now, last four of those approximately as a senior in the TMDL unit. So now we have a vacancy there, but Jennifer gets to experiment more with her engineering. She is a civil engineer, and she's also the vice chair of the Monterey Bay National Estuary Program and has had many key leadership roles with the American Society of Civil Engineers. So she's having a lot of fun right now working with wastewater treatment plants and such, and so we're really pleased to have her transfer to this new senior role.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, fellow staff. I'm Matt Keeling, Senior Water Resource Control Engineer. This morning, I'm pleased to introduce Mark Davis. He's the most recent addition to our active oil field regulatory program. He's been with us since January 2nd, and he's already provided significant value to our office, not just the program that we hired him for. Mark is a registered professional geologist with over 18 years of experience in the fields of environmental and engineering geology, with an emphasis on soil and groundwater assessment and remediation, as well as stormwater management. He also has a significant amount of project and program management experience. He's worked in the both public and private sectors for a number of consulting firms, Ventura County, and more recently, he comes from the Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources, Orchid District Office. Please join me in welcoming Mark to our Water Board team.
So I'm going to acknowledge that we had many opportunities to preview Mark. Mark provided some presentations for aquifer exemptions that the chair and many of the staff attended, and is very well spoken. I'm imagining that we're not on Dogger's Christmas card list right about now because of the talented people we've taken from them. Any other introductions? I'm looking at the section managers, and I think we're there for now. That's all I have.
Thank you. So then our next item is approval of the March 22nd and 23rd minutes.
Can we have a motion, a resolution that we need to first?
Yeah, we probably need to do that to officialize it, is have a motion to approve a resolution, you know, and that way it's more formalized. So do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So again, thank you very much. And this will solidify the record. So thank you.